You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You are listening to What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, the first fall of... the first show of our fall. Yeah, we're out of practice. We were off for a week. But I'm back, and you're back, and the phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. This is the show about you. This is the show about what you look like. When you look in the mirror and you see those wrinkles that you just got, you swear they weren't there a month ago, well, you need to give me a call. This is the show about jowls, the only show about jowls in the United States. It really is. This is the show about large noses, or maybe a small nose, or a small chin, or small breasts, or fat on your hips, or this is the show about what happens to your body after pregnancy, and you know what that is. You know, your belly pouches out, you have extra skin, you've got stretch marks, your breasts droop now, they didn't before. This is a show about those things. This is What's Your Wrinkle. We've been on New York radio for 12-something years. And I'm here to answer your questions. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, trained at Harvard, Cornell, and the University of Chicago. I'm in private practice in New Jersey and New York, and on the faculty of both Columbia and Rutgers. That's who I am. Written a few books. Maybe you've read one of them, You Being Beautiful, with Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen, and a few others about plastic surgery. Well, give me a call tonight, 800-848-9222, and I will answer your questions, the ones that have been keeping you up at night. You know, the ones you're sitting there in the middle of the night, you're wondering, should it be a facelift? Or maybe I can have something maybe a little less invasive. So give me a call, and let's talk about those things. Well, tonight, the first show of the fall. It's not officially fall. It'll be fall in a couple weeks. But, you know, once we hit Labor Day, it really it feels like the fall. And isn't it amazing how the evenings are cool now all of a sudden? They were so hot before. You have to have your air conditioning on at night. But now open up the windows and sleeping is just wonderful this time of year. But in just a couple months, it's going to be snowing again. And, you know, the older I get, the less I like winter. When I was a kid growing up near West Point, New York, I went ice skating, how many times a week? 3 times a week, played hockey, went skiing. It was wonderful, and kids love winter. But you get older, and I don't like winter anymore. So we're going to talk about what your skin does this time of year. It reacts to those changing temperatures, just like your dog, or if you have maybe a pig or another farm animal, you notice that the hair begins to thicken this time of year. And it really doesn't take much. Just as soon as those leaves begin to turn on the trees, your skin and your animal's skin react to the weather. So we're going to talk all about that. And we're going to talk about you, about your questions. We're going to talk about vitamin A and the skin. It is a wonder drug for the skin. And I've got a product with vitamin A in it. And you knew there was a segue in there somewhere. It's called Dr. Perry's Nighttime. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, fruit acids, antioxidants, skin brighteners. It's the one-stop shopping for skincare. And it is yours. It is yours tonight if you have a good question for me. So that's Dr. Perry's Nighttime. Now, I told Mr. Producer that it would be daytime tonight. But, you know, you all want the nighttime. I know that. That's what we call the marquee product here at Dr. Perry's, and that is the best seller. And so that's what we'll be giving out tonight. It's Dr. Perry's Nighttime to you. All right. So tonight we're going to talk about how your skin responds to the fall weather. You know, as the weather changes, your skin changes also. You look at yourself in the mirror this time of year, and you realize, wow, there's been an awful lot of damage that the summer has caused, and it has. Of course, we have our summer tans. Everybody's skin, no matter what your skin color, whether you're very light or very dark, your skin darkens in the summer unless you stay inside in your apartment with your umbrella over you all day long. Most of us, our skin darkens a little bit. But if you spend real time in the sun, particularly if you have not used sunscreen, then you're going to notice changes, and they occur very rapidly. The older you get, the faster they occur, because the damage caused by ultraviolet light is called cumulative damage. That means you've gotten 80% of it before you're 25 years old. So it doesn't take much after that to really see the effects, the wrinkles, the brown splotchy pigmentation, and what is also called an actinic keratosis. And those things are actually fueled by the sun. Just like that hurricane in Florida is fueled by the warm weather, your actinic, that's a bad segue, right? And by the way, for those of you listening, I'm sure you aren't listening in Florida because your power's out already. I know I have a lot of listeners. Boy, my heart goes out to you, and I've got relatives down there in Florida and who have decided to stay in Miami. I told my cousin, you've got to get out of there, but nope, he's there. And I wish all of you in Florida, if you are listening, you're probably getting ready for the hurricane. I wish you the best, and hopefully it veers off and doesn't hit you. All right, well, anyway, so the sun feeds those things called actinic keratosis, and that's different. Those are different from the seborrheic keratoses of your skin. Now, seborrheic keratoses, everybody gets those. They're like little brown spots that you can feel on your skin. And you take your fingernail, and you think you could kind of just get it off your skin, and those can come up in a matter of weeks, those seborrheic keratoses. Those are completely benign. They can look terrible. They evolve. Some of them look red if they're irritated. Some of them look kind of greasy. Some crack in half and become sort of two or three or four in a cluster. Those are seborrheic keratosis. They're very easy for your plastic surgeon or dermatologist to diagnose, and with rare exceptions, do not need to be removed except for cosmetic reasons. So they're not so pretty. So if you've got one right on your cheek, it's real easy to numb that up and remove the seborrheic keratosis. That's related to sun. But more important is the actinic keratosis. And actinic keratosis is a pre-malignant thing. So it kind of has more of a reddish hue. And there's a little bit of brown to it, a little bit of red, but generally they're kind of flat, maybe a little bit flaky, and they are also readily diagnosed by your dermatologist or plastic surgeon, usually. I mean, sometimes they can fool even the best of us, but what we do for those is those need to be treated. We treat those with either cryotherapy, we freeze them off, or we treat those with one of those creams called Effudex or Aldera, or that new one called Picado, which is not to be confused with chicken picado. But Picado is one of those really nice things. I use it on my patients because it can get rid of those actinic keratoses in just 2 or 3 days, depending on what part of the body you have them on. The reason we want to remove actinic keratoses, and the reason you want to be concerned about those, is that some of those, somewhere between 20 and 30%, can develop into skin cancers called squamous cell carcinomas. So actinic keratoses are a direct result of the sun. They rarely occur on areas of your body that are not exposed to sun. Now, so unless you're one of those people that goes to Sandy Hook or one of those beaches like Black's Beach, the nude beaches, you probably have not gotten all that much sun exposure on your buttocks. So an actinic keratosis is very rare on your buttocks, but very, very common on your face, on your ears, on your shoulders, on your arms, on your legs. So if you are suspicious of something like that, then you will want to go see your doctor. And generally, it's a dermatologist that you'll go to. Sometimes people come straight to me. Usually, if they're my patient, they'll call me up and say, you know, I've got this thing on my arm or my face, and can you remove it? And the answer is yes. But if you're not my patient, then it's really much better to go to the dermatologist because, boy, that's bad marketing, isn't it, for me? But it's true. You want to go to the dermatologist and get checked out because many of these things don't require anything. And some do, and often the dermatologist will treat many, many of these actinic keratosis. They'll freeze them off with liquid nitrogen, and you'll have 20 or 30 spots frozen off on your body. So that is a real common thing. So a dermatologist is very good at that. On the other hand, if you've got something that you know needs to be removed, then you can come see me or another plastic surgeon for the actinic keratosis. So what happens? What happens to our skin in the summer? Well, we get more wrinkles. We get more brown splotchy pigmentation. Those freckles, right? They're a freckle when you're a kid, but they're an age spot when you're adult. You know, they're really the same process. And what it is your skin trying to protect itself by making melanin. Melanin is the protective pigment in the skin that absorbs ultraviolet light. It's your natural sunblock. The more melanin you have in your skin, the less sun damage you are going to get. So the darker your skin is, inherently, the less sun damage you're going to get. But that doesn't mean you'll get no sun damage, and that doesn't mean you're immune to skin cancers, no matter what your skin color. So certainly in the summer, sunscreen is very important. And that sunscreen that I like, it has zinc oxide in it. I think that's the perfect sunscreen. Zinc oxide has the broadest spectrum, and it doesn't get absorbed into your body. That's good, like those other chemical sunscreens. I've got zinc oxide in my daytime morning protective cream. You can put it on any time of the day. My daytime has an SPF 20 in it. And that music means they're grabbing me. So we're going to be back in a minute. 800-848-9222. This is Dr. Arthur Perry.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program. With access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And this is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And tonight we are talking about the fall skin. You know, your skin in the fall, what the summer has done to it. Fall is a great time for cosmetic surgery because you are you're looking at your skin and looking at your skin and seeing the damage that has been done during the summer. And so this is a good time to really assess what have I done and where am I going from here. So we're going to take an interview now, and when we come back at the half hour, we're going to talk all about that. And our board is full, so Carol, Mike, Sheila, Sisson, we've got a full board. I want you to stay right where you are if you can. Hopefully you can. It is a free 800 number. So stay there, and after the half hour, we're going to get to your phone calls. Well, we're going to switch gears just for a second, and a brain or spine tumor diagnosis can be one of the most serious health issues that a person faces in his or her lifetime. Sometimes the tumors are particularly difficult to treat, and that's why it's so important to find the most experienced surgeons, physicians, researchers available to give you the best possible chance and the best possible outcome. We're fortunate that such a program exists right here in New Jersey at the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. And here tonight to tell us about this very unique and exceptional program at Robert Wood Johnson is Dr. Robert Akin. He is the Director of Neuro-Oncology. Neuro-Oncology, how about that? At the Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and the Rutgers Cancer Institute. Dr. Akin, thanks for taking time on your Saturday evening. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thanks so much. So, Dr. Akin, now tell us, what are some of the capabilities of the brain and spine tumors program at Robert Wood Johnson?
Well, the brain and spine tumor program is a comprehensive, multidisciplinary program. We are devoted to the treatment of primary low and high-grade brain tumors and spine tumors and also metastatic tumors, which are tumors that spread to the brain and spine from other sources. These include, but are not limited to, the most cancerous tumors like glioblastomas, but also other lower-grade tumors such as oligodendrogliomas, other low-grade astrocytomas, a number of even rarer primary tumors that affect the brain and spine, as well as those that can spread to the brain or spine from other sites like the breast, lung, or GI tract.
Wow, it's interesting. And so now, at Robert Wood Johnson, you have a brain and spine tumors program, and at the Cancer Institute, what's different about your program compared to maybe one of the other programs in the country? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I think we're very much cut out of the same cloth. We are comprehensive, which means that we have all of the specialists under one roof. And those are people that we regularly deal with. That is, the other specialists we have been working with for years. So we have worked out a clear understanding of everybody's part in this process. And we know everybody's capabilities and talents, so that we have neurosurgeons, neuro-oncologists, a skull-base head and neck surgeon, radiation oncologists, neuropsychologists, as well as nurses, nurse practitioners, palliative care support, as well as rehabilitation specialists. So it's an entire program under one roof. We
All
provide
right. My
a
guess
personal.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm very interested in this. Go ahead.
Sure. So the care that we deliver is comprehensive. It is individualized, and it is unique to their particular diagnosis and needs. It's not a cookie-cutter approach, and so we all have training in all the latest techniques as well, so we can provide a really comprehensive evaluation, usually in one visit, because we are all located in the same facility.
All right, so I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Akin. Now, he is a neuro oncologist. So that is an oncologist, a cancer doctor who specializes in tumors of the brain and the spine. He's the director of neuro-oncology at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and at the medical school and at the Rutgers Cancer Institute. And he's a recent find for Robert Wood Johnson, came from Rush University in Chicago about 2 years ago, where he was the director of the Comprehensive Brain and Spine Tumor Center and director of the section of neuro-oncology. So we're so happy to have someone of your quality. And before that, he was at Mount Sinai in New York. So I guess this is sort of a homecoming, coming back to the New York area for you. Is that right?
It is. It is. I've been in the New York and Philadelphia area for a number of years before I left for Chicago for a few years.
Yeah, I did my residency at the University of Chicago, which is a great place, but I looked at those years as my years in exile. But but anyway,
yeah.
So, and I think you know what I mean. But anyway, Chicago's a great city, but there's nothing like New York and New Jersey. All right, tell me now, what are some of the advantages that a patient achieves by receiving treatment in a program such as yours, and at a National Cancer Institute designated program like the one at the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey?
Well, we are a group of interacting physicians and scientists, and we work closely together to continually improve the ways in which we can diagnose and treat brain and spine tumors. We offer all of our patients access to the most innovative techniques, to new drugs and clinical trials, and the most advanced treatment approaches. We are actively involved in developing these innovative approaches and also participate in a number of national collaborative group clinical trials. We are also a program that I must emphasize is easily accessible and located in central New Jersey.
And for those of you who do not know where Robert Wood Johnson is, if you look at a map of New Jersey and really just put your finger right in the geographic center of the state, there it is, New Brunswick. And Robert Wood Johnson is literally, I suppose, about 30 seconds from the Penn Central train station. So you get on it at Penn, 34th Street in New York, and 45 minutes later, you're at Robert Wood Johnson. So it's not a foreign university, and Robert Wood Johnson is one of the best in the United States, and particularly with the neurologic programs like what we're talking about. Now, the clinical trials that you mentioned just a few seconds ago, I understand there's an exciting new trial that is at Robert Wood Johnson at the Rutgers Cancer Institute. Tell us more about this new one.
Yes, it's one that we are just starting, and I am particularly interested and enthusiastic about it. The official title is DNX2401, which is open to patients who have had glioblastoma but have failed at least one or two other treatments. This is, of course, the most cancerous form of brain cancer, the one that Senator Kennedy and, of course, Senator McCain now suffers from. So this is an extremely interesting and uniquely challenging disease, and it involves using a genetically modified cold virus that is delivered to the patient's tumor in the course of a minimal operation. The cold virus, which is genetically modified, is delivered through a catheter. The catheter is then removed, and then subsequently patients are treated with a drug to rev up their immune system so that the virus in its way selectively kills the glioblastoma cancer cells, and then it is anticipated that by augmenting patients' native immune systems, that too will augment the patient's own native immune reaction and kill the tumor cells even more efficiently.
You know, this is just absolutely fascinating. And I remember, I'm old enough, I don't know if you are, but I'm old enough to remember in the 1970s, I believe there were some lung cancer survivors, more survivors if they had infections of the lung. and I can't remember, I think it was Jack Ruckteschel's study about 35 years ago or so. I don't know if you remember that study. And it's kind of interesting because the revving up of the immune system is just such a fascinating topic. We turn our own body against the cancer cell, and that's what you're doing, I believe, in this trial, correct?
That's what we're doing in this trial, and selectively, so that we will not necessarily generate a lot of unpleasant side effects.
So who would be eligible for a trial like this?
This would be a person who has failed at least one standard treatment for glioblastoma and is having progressive signs or symptoms, patients who are still in relatively good shape, as well as people who are at least 18 years of age or older.
All right. So now tell us now, if you listeners out there have such a condition or have a relative with a condition, who would they call? What is the number to call to get involved in the trial or to just get information from the Rutgers Cancer Institute about neuro-oncology and brain tumors and things of that nature?
That would be 732-235-9114. And that would...
All right, 732-235-9114. My guest this evening is Dr. Robert Aiken. He's the director of neuro-oncology at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital and the Rutgers Cancer Institute. And we've been speaking about a fascinating new way to treat glioblastomas. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Dr. Aiken, thank you so much for being a guest on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
And if you want more information, there's always the Robert Wood Johnson website, which is rwjuh.edu. That's rwjuh.edu, or you can call 888-MD-RWJUH 24 hours a day. There's someone sitting there at 3:30 in the morning to answer your questions. Thanks so much, Dr. Aiken. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. There's more to the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've cut way back on salt.
And I eat lots of salmon and broccoli.
I exercise to lower my blood pressure.
Because you're so stressed?
Because I try to do everything I can to be around for me and for you.
When we take care of our own hearts, we're also taking care of the people closest to us. So it's comforting to know that RWJ Barnabas Health has New Jersey's most comprehensive cardiac care program, with access to top specialists, minimally invasive heart surgery options, and rehabilitation and wellness programs that strengthen and protect hearts. We're also home to the state's most experienced valve replacement team, and we're one of the nation's top 5 heart transplant centers. So get your heart checked. It's as easy as visiting rwjbh.org/heart for an appointment.
I plan on being around for us a long, long time.
Me too.
Your heart doesn't beat just for you. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
You've heard of the Fun Police? Well, we're the opposite. The original donut shop coffee. Full-flavored, deliciously straightforward coffee best enjoyed with a smile. So good, it's criminal. Enjoy a cup and sprinkle some fun into your day. Made for your Keurig brewer. Find it at Keurig.com and grocery stores everywhere. Just look for the bright teal box with the donut. The original donut shop coffee. Have more fun.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon. If you're just tuning in, this is a one-hour show. This is the second half hour. And we've had some great interviews and great guests so far. But we've got Carol on the line. Carol, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I'm getting a little jowls, but I got these hollows under my eyes. And my friends tell me, oh, aren't you sleeping well? And What can be done about these hollows under the eyes that make you look old?
Well, wait, you mentioned your jowls and your hollows. Which do you care about? Do you care about both? I would. How old are you, Carol?
Yes, 67.
How old are you? You're 67. Okay, so you're right on schedule. You know, jowls make their appearance at the end of the 40s. So by the time you're 48, 49, 50, usually you have a little jowl. And what is a jowl? I think most of you know what a jowl is. A jowl is a disruption of the angle of your jaw. You know, when you're 30, it's a nice smooth jawline. And then the skin and fat and soft tissue begin to kind of hang down, and now you get more of a square face. That's a jowl. So just for definitions. But at right. the same time, we're descending. You know, our tissues are being affected by gravity, and they're going south. And interestingly, by the way, the astronauts, female astronauts, when they go up in space and have no gravity, their jowls go away. Isn't that interesting? Their jowls go away, but within a couple months of coming back on Earth, they're back. So absolutely, these are an effect of gravity. So you also said the hollows under your eye. So it's sort of the same process, because the soft tissue, the fat, the fibrous tissue, and the muscles, they descend with time. And so you get about a quarter of an inch of descent from age 30 to 60 for the soft tissue underneath your eye, and a lot of people then get that groove. So what do we do? There are different treatments. One tried and proven technique is called a blepharoplasty. That's an eyelid lift. And a lot of people think, I have so many patients that say, well, my eyelids are my upper eyelids. No, there are four eyelids. There's the upper eyelids and the lower eyelids. And what we do for the groove on the bottom of the lower eyelid is I make an incision right underneath the eyelashes, lift up the skin, and there are these fat pads. Remember Mario Cuomo, the great governor of New York State, had those great fat pads of his lower lids. I wonder, I haven't looked at Andy's pictures lately, but he's probably getting them too. Maybe he should call in. But seriously, those fat pads, we judiciously remove a little bit of fat, and we lift the skin, and usually that's all it takes to fill that groove. Sometimes, however, it's really deep, and we have to do something else. And something else might be filling that groove with maybe some fat, or maybe wrinkle filler, like the Restylane Refine, that's one of the new ones, or the Juvederm Volbella, that's another one of those new ones. And sometimes we don't do the surgery, we just fill those grooves. So there's lots of different ways to deal with it. Sometimes also we can do chemical peels, because sometimes that groove is also because of some darkening pigment of the lower eyelid, or a component of it could be the dark pigment, and the peel can actually lighten that. And also there's something called Ulthera. So there's a lot of things. Ulthera is high energy focused ultrasound, bunch of big words, but what really that does is it tightens the lower eyelids just a little bit. So there are a lot of different treatments, Sheila. Sheila, I called you Sheila because that's the next caller. It's Carol. Sorry, Sheila, you're up on deck. But Carol, many treatments now. What you do is you come in for a consultation, we take a look at you, take some photographs, and everybody has their own level of comfort. Some people say, no, I want to go right to surgery, let's not mess around with these non-invasive things, and others are 180 degrees opposite. They say, surgery's not for me, what else do you have? And that's where those other non-invasive techniques come in. So that's what we do for the hollows under the eye. For the jowls, well, we've got all sorts of things also. And the facelift, of course, that's the tried and proven technique for the last 110 years of facelifting in the United States. But a lot of people, again, don't want a facelift. So what do? We have Ulthera. And that's a little bit more effective on the jowl than it is on the lower eyelid. Ulthera is that energy delivery system, and we go over the entire cheeks, and it lifts the jowls a little bit, and it reduces a little bit of the fat in the jowl. So that's one of the ways. I can also hide the jowl by injecting filler. If you look in the mirror, Carol, you probably see, hopefully you're not driving, hopefully you see a chin and a jowl and a little depression between those. Do you have that?
A little.
A little. Well, you probably have. And if you turn your head a little bit to the side, you'll see it a little bit better. But what we do is we take wrinkle filler, like the thicker stuff, something called Define, Restylane Define, or Voluma, or something of that nature, Restylane Lift. There's all sorts of different fillers now, and we can actually put it in that depression to hide the gel. So that's another way. But the newest technique, and the one I am most excited about, is something called InstaLift. I've mentioned this on the show for the last couple months. I've started doing this procedure. This is a non-invasive procedure that really pretty aggressively lifts the jowls and the cheeks. And what it does, these are stitches. They're dissolving stitches with little tiny cones on them. These little cones go into the skin through the, we numb up the skin. It's an office procedure, not an operating room procedure. And I put the cones in, and then I lift up on the stitch, and the cones embed into the tissue. It's similar to the old thread lift, which was about 10 years ago, but the thread lift was a very flawed procedure and was taken off the market. But this new generation of lifting with these little dissolving cones is really pretty cool. So we can do that in lieu of a facelift. So here we are in 2017. It's a wonderful time to be a plastic surgeon. It's a wonderful time to be a patient because we have so many different techniques now that don't necessarily mean you have to go into the operating room. So, Carol, did I answer your question?
Yes. Do you have a complimentary consult?
Do I have a compliment? Well, what we do, we don't have a complimentary consult because I spend a whole hour with you. But what we do is the fee for the consultation is subtracted from your surgical fee if you do choose to have that. But, you know, I found out very early in my career when people offer free consultations, and it's a good question. A lot of times it's someone's entertainment. We have lots and lots of people that come in for free consultations. It's nice, but the doctors that generally offer those, you know, they spend a couple minutes with you, and then the rest of the time is spent with a nurse or a marketer or parked in front of a TV looking at a videotape or something like that. I don't do things that way. I really have a comprehensive consultation. I examine you. We go over your medical history, take photographs. I put your pictures up on the computer. We actually take three-dimensional photographs now. They're really pretty cool, 3D photos. Put your picture up on the computer screen and do a simulation, and I spend a full hour. So a long answer for a short question. No, it's not complimentary, sorry, but it is subtracted from the fee from any surgery that you might have. All right, thanks so much for the call. Sheila, you're very welcome. Sheila, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
My question
is...
Are
you there, Sheila?
Hi. My question is regarding Thermi RF, or is it Thermi Lift, for the jowls and the neck, and whether that works better as compared to Othera. They're both comparable. And I think Thermi RF, if I'm not mistaken, is perhaps much cheaper. So would you tell me which one works better?
Sure. Well, I'm not sure it's any cheaper, I'll be honest with you, because the Thermi machine is one of these $100,000 machines, just like the Althera machine is, and generally the fees are fairly similar. Now, for those of you who don't know what those things are, Thermi is radio frequency, it's electric current, and it's relatively new. It's been out there for about a year and a half, as opposed to Althera, which is sound energy. And sound energy, that technique has been around since 2010. So let's talk for a minute about what we're trying to accomplish with these techniques. These are all energy delivery devices. The Thermi device, the Althera device, lasers. There's lots of these different things now. There's probably close to a dozen different competing technologies. But in the end, they all do something very similar. They generate energy. They deliver that energy to the tissues in different spots in the tissue. And what does that do? It heats up the tissue, and it creates a burn. Oh, my goodness, you say. Well, why on earth are we burning you? Because in a controlled burn, we know that your body heals it in a very specific way that it's been doing for hundreds of thousands, millions of years since mammals have been around. The way we heal wounds is by shrinking them and generating new collagen. So we take advantage of that. So whether we use Althera or Thermi, there are no head-to-head studies. So here's the answer to your question. Which is better? It's almost anybody's guess, because Thermi there are no studies whatsoever that have done, let's say, Thermi on one side of the face and Ulthera on the other side. That's the only way to really do this so that we can answer for you which is better. We can't. So different plastic surgeons use different machines depending on a lot of different factors. One of those is the comfort level. One are the publications that have been out there. So Ulthera is now an older technology. It's been there for 7 years. I trust it. I use it. And the results are fairly predictable. I'm not doing Thermi right now. I might in the future. But right now, I'm not convinced that Thermi has enough publications. That's the only reason. It may have those publications in a few years. So, you know, what you have to do is kind of trust the plastic surgeon you go to. Ask to see results, ask to see photographs of that doctor, and maybe check out some of the reviews of the actual technique. But remember, unfortunately, all of these techniques are subject to review bias. And what that means is, you know, I have a hard time trusting a lot of reviews, whether it's a restaurant or a doctor or a technique, because we don't know who really bought, who wrote those, and what their motivation was, and whether they maybe work for a company or don't, you know. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Trust your doctor, trust the technique that the doctor uses, and see the pictures that your doctor has shown. All right, Sheila?
Dr. Perry, do you have time? Just
yes.
One more. Okay. So what I wanted to know as far as the pain of threshold between the two. Is it same as far as...
From my understanding is that they are very similar. So some people think, you know, I've done probably 1,000 or so Ulthera treatments, and I have people sit there. I've got just a couple of seconds left, by the way, until we break. But I have some patients that have that tell me it's like a massage, and some people say we've got to stop. I have to take a little Percocet before I can continue. So the pain is very variable for Ulthera, and the same thing with the Thermi procedure, and the same thing with electrolysis for those of you who have had it. Very, very variable. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back. We've got a whole another segment to the show. The board is lit up like a Christmas tree. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare doesn't help your skin, and most products contain toxins? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've designed the world's simplest skincare program, and my products are effective and safe. Start your day with Clean Time invigorating soap made with the right pH and without sulfates or other toxins. Then protect your skin with Daytime SPF 20. Before sleep, massage in nighttime to feed nutrients that are scientifically proven to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and improve skin tone. My skincare reduces signs of aging by over 50% with 6 months of use. These three products are all that's needed in your skincare program, and with a WABC code, all three are yours for $75, a savings of $35. But hurry, when the summer's over, so is this offer. Call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. Or order on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com.
A research analyst is wanted in New York, New York, to process and analyze commercial real estate lease comparable data and conduct general market research for new markets. Requirements include a bachelor's degree in economics with math, statistics, or related, and 1 year of data analyst experience in real estate. Send resumes to Comstack Incorporated. Attention, HR, 36 Cooper Square, 6th floor, New York, New York, 10003. Send resumes to Comstack Incorporated. Attention, HR, 36 Cooper Square, 6th floor, New York, New York, 10003.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You're listening. listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And as we head into the fall season, many of you know that the New York Marathon is coming up. You know, I think it's November 5th. It's just about 2 months away. And my very good friend, Dr. Michael Nissenblatt, runs in the New York Marathon each year. And he raises money for Sloan Kettering for Fred's team, which gives the money for pediatric oncology research. Can you even imagine a better charity? Well, I can't. So I want you to go to my website, which is drperrys.com. On the bottom left, there's the word charities. If you press on that, if you click on that, the very first charity that comes up is the charity for Fred's team, for my friend Dr. Michael Nissenblatt and his New York City Marathon run. So it's just a click on my website, drperrys.com, a click on the word charities, and it brings you to Dr. Michael Nissenblatt's page, and it says, donate. And I want you to donate, because there's nothing better that you can do. So Mike has raised about $9,600 so far for this this run. He wants to raise $15,000. I want him to raise $50,000. So I want my listeners to go to the Fred's Team page and donate. Give $100, give $10, give $1,000, whatever it is. This is so important, because whether you know it or not, cancer is going to hit your family. It might hit you. It might hit your family. Give to this cause. So please do that. All right. Let's go back to the busy, busy board. Mike, you've been holding on for about 40 minutes. What can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. I just wanted to first thank you for giving the show every week. I find it very entertaining, very educational, and I listen to it every Saturday. I think it's just fantastic that you do that for us. The question that I have is, you said that 80% of our cancers from sunspots or any type of things that happened have already been damaged. Our skin's been damaged since our early 20s. I recently went through Mars surgery, and it was benign. But my question is, if you have a malignant skin cancer, how do you find them all? If you miss one, is it a possibly a death sentence because it spreads? Can it be treated? That's primarily what my question was. And then from Carol's call, the surgery under the eyelids, how long do those procedures typically last before you have to do something else for another stage of repair?
Okay. Okay, so a lot of information asked here. So let me do the easy one first. Let's talk about Carol's. So an eyelid lift generally lasts about 10 years or so. That's the benefit, and then you continue aging, and so we might do it a second time. When we do filler for the lower lids, it's usually about 2 years. So even though a filler around the mouth lasts about a year and a half, I find that it has a longer life around the eyelids. But one warning for the eyelids: you have to be prepared, if you have filler under your eyelids, for a lot of swelling. The eyelids are very distendable tissues. It doesn't take much to cause swelling, and you have to be prepared for that. There's some bruising and some swelling, and most people come back to my office once a week for a few weeks for me to squish that. That's a technical term, to kind of massage that area after I put the filler underneath the eyes. So it's different from the filler around the mouth. All right, but let's get to your skin cancer question. Now, there are three different types of skin cancers. Actually, those are the three most common ones. There are a lot of very rare skin cancers that we won't talk about. But the ones that are very common are the basal cell carcinoma, and that is the most common skin cancer. Chances are everybody's going to get one sometime in their life. They start out looking like almost like a little pimple, sometimes a little pink spot, and then they begin to grow, and they take a long time to grow. They take months and years to grow. And what you want to do is have these removed before they become obvious. So if you notice something new growing on your face or on your shoulders or on your chest, at the very least, bring it to the attention of your family doctor. And if they're a well-trained family doctor, if you see a dermatologist that's even even better. But any doctor in the beginning is better than no doctor. So you want to show this, and if it looks like something important, they will send you off to either the plastic surgeon or the dermatologist. So a basal cell carcinoma is pretty common and never spreads to anywhere else in the body. So that's the good news. It's a locally invasive cancer. They can get pretty big, and they can get they can erode into the skin and the skull. And if you let them go, in fact, the old name 100 years ago was a rodent ulcer because it looked like an animal kind of chewed away at your skin. Isn't that terrible? Now, if you've got a basal cell carcinoma, hopefully it's no bigger than the size of a pinhead or heaven forbid even an eraser for a pencil, and it's removed and that's it. And how is that done? Sometimes it's the dermatologist doing the procedure that you mentioned, the Mohs. That's M-O-H apostrophe S, named after Dr. Mohs. Actually, I don't think there's an apostrophe. I think it's Mohs it was his name. And that's a technique that the dermatologist uses, or I will biopsy it and excise it and do what's called frozen sections. That means I look at the borders of it at the time of removal and make sure that it's completely removed. So, and then we reconstruct it. That means we put things back together in the best way possible so that it doesn't look like you had anything. And if it's a small basal cell carcinoma, usually that's possible. If you let them get big, then there's going to be some noticeable deformity, unfortunately. So that's a basal cell. Same thing with a squamous cell carcinoma. The only difference is if a squamous cell gets big, and we're talking about really big, like the size of a nickel, then they can spread. So you certainly don't want those to get big. You want those taken care of early. And if you've got something growing and enlarging on your skin, you want to have that diagnosed and treated by your dermatologist and or plastic surgeon. Now, the one that we don't want is a melanoma. A melanoma is a pigmented skin cancer, but it doesn't have to be pigmented. That's where it can fool people. There are non-pigmented skin melanomas, but 95-98% of those have brown pigment in them. And if you have something that you thought was a mole, but it's got many colors or irregular borders or it bleeds or it's bigger than that pencil eraser, well, then you really want to take note of that and see your dermatologist right away or your plastic surgeon. Usually it's a dermatologist that does the diagnosis, and if there is something, they send to me, the plastic surgeon. Now, melanomas 10 years ago used to have a much worse prognosis than they have now. But this is one of the great advances in oncology, in melanoma treatment. There are new treatments that are absolutely incredible that have revolutionized the treatment of melanomas. So they don't have the same diagnosis or prognosis, rather, that they used to have. And that's great news. The whole field of oncology has been advancing. And with gene therapy and the type of therapy that our guest from Robert Wood Johnson mentioned a few minutes ago, we're really seeing spectacular advances in cancer therapy. So hopefully I answered your question, Mike. Did I?
Yep.
I think Mike fell off the radio there. Are you there, Mike?
Yes. Yes, Dr.
Okay.
You answered.
Oh, you're there. Okay, good. I missed what you said, Mike. Are we okay with the answer? Do you need any more information?
Nope, it's all good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks so much for the call, Mike. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? And by the way, I don't know if you listened to me a few weeks ago, but I talked about a property in Highland Falls, New York, and I mentioned my good friend, Bobby Fallon. Well, she emailed me and said, hey, Dr. Perry, that property is still available. It's 173 Main Street. I said, Bobby, I'm going to talk about it again on the show today. So Bobby Fallon is a realtor in Highland Falls, New York. Where is Highland Falls? Well, I grew up there. It's 50 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. It's in God's country. I mean, it is beautiful up there. It's the Hudson Valley. You look out at the Hudson River. You look at the mountains of Bear Mountain and West Point. And it's such a different experience than being in Manhattan. You know, I love Manhattan, but I love the Hudson Valley. Well, you can escape from Manhattan, and if you have a little tiny studio, you've got 500 square feet, and you spent $600,000, $700,000 for it. Imagine what you can get in Highland Falls, New York. Well, Bobby is representing a property with two apartments. There's a two-bedroom and a one-bedroom and an office on almost an acre of land, less than a mile from the West Point Gate. And this property is listed at $399,000. You can't buy anything in Manhattan for that. You can escape Manhattan. You can start a business in Highland Falls, New York, which is the gateway to West Point, New York. And I'll tell you, if you've ever gone up there for a weekend, it is absolutely beautiful. So call Bobby Fallon. Her number is 845-446-2238. 845-446-2238. All right, we've got time for one more call. Cicely, you've been hanging on the line for a long time. What can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Hi, Dr. Perry. How are you, sir? I've heard a lot of this vaginal rejuvenation, and I'm 56 years old. And, you know, I've seen a lot of these housewives show, they talk about it, even have shown some of the procedures done on the table on these shows, vaginal rejuvenation. So I'm 56, I'm having problems with sensation and lubrication, you know. So I was wondering, what do you think about this vaginal rejuvenation, and does it really work?
And Cicely, I'm happy you asked this question, because this is an interesting question and a sore point with me, and I'll tell you why. I think vaginal rejuvenation is appropriate. It works. There are different techniques. The laser can be used, or radio frequency can be used. But I'm going to say something that will make a lot of enemies, give me a lot of enemies amongst my plastic surgery colleagues. I don't think plastic surgeons should be doing this procedure. I think it should be gynecologists. Now, there are plastic surgeons that are doing it, and, what can I say? I just know that the training, the gynecologic training required to do these procedures appropriately, is not part of the training of a plastic surgeon. Now, there are some plastic surgeons that have some additional training, and I know a few. In Manhattan, I believe Dr. Hunter is an excellent plastic surgeon who does all sorts of vaginal procedures. He's one of the leading people in the United States. But the average plastic surgeon should not be doing these procedures. See a gynecologist for this. Well, that music means they're going to pull me right out of the studio. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks. Great phone calls tonight. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. We'll be back next week at 6 o'clock. And, check out my website, perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Perry's. Thanks so much for great engineering. We'll see everybody next week.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.